On March 16, the Uttar Pradesh Police's Special Task Force, STF, arrested Qayyum Ansari from Nepal's Kapilwastu district for helping Atiq Ahmed's son Asad Ahmed to flee to Nepal. Asad Ahmed is the prime accused in the Umesh Pal murder case. The STF received inputs that Umesh Pal's shooters have fled to Nepal, following which STF arrested Qayyum Ansari. Qayyum Ansari allegedly provided Umesh Pal's shooters with a car and shelter in Nepal. Furthermore, he helped Asad Ansari, Muslim Guddu, Sabir and Arman flee to Nepal. Reportedly, he escorted the shooters to enter Nepal from UP's Siddharthnagar district. The STF took him to the Birdpur area in UP's Siddharthnagar district for interrogation. Qayyum Ansari is a resident of Prayagraj's Mau Emer area and operates a business in Nepal. He owns a petrol pump named Ansari Diesels in Nepal's Kapilwastu district. However, according to the police, Qayyum Ansari has underworld connections and the STF has questioned him earlier in connection with other cases. UP police is searching for five shooters connected to the Umesh Pal murder case, Atiq Ahmed's son Asad Ahmed, Guddu Muslim, the bomber seen in CCTV footage, Arman, Gulam, and Sabir. UP police and the STF have deployed 22 teams to trace and catch the suspects. It is pertinent to note that a new CCTV footage has come to the fore where the gangster-turned-politician Atiq Ahmed's son Asad Ahmed is seen chasing Umesh Pal on the streets with a pistol in his hand. The video revealed that Asad was trying to shoot Umesh Pal in the head while both are engaged in a scuffle inside a narrow lane. In the footage, a woman can be seen running towards Umesh Pal, but on hearing gunshots, fled from the place. The person wielding the pistol is Asad Ahmed, the son of Atiq Ahmed. Atif is currently locked in Sabarmati jail for the abduction and kidnap of a real estate businessman Mohit Jaiswal from Deoria jail. The assailant is seen tucking his pistol to his waist. The aide of the gangster Guddu Muslim hurled a bomb at Gunner Raghavendra Singh. Raghavendra Singh and Sandeep Nishad were the two security guards of Umesh Pal's residence who were killed by the assailants. As per police officials, six Bareilly Central Jail personnel, including the jailer and deputy jailer, were suspended for facilitating illegal meetings of visitors with gangster-turned-politician Atiq Ahmed's brother Ashraf in the prison. Atiq and Ashraf were recently booked in connection with the killing of Umesh Pal based on the complaint launched by Umesh Pal's wife Jaya Pal. Besides, the police also booked Atiq Ahmed's wife Shishtha Parveen, two sons, aides Guddu Muslim and Gulam, and nine others. The accused have been booked under sections 147, rioting, 148, rioting, armed with a deadly weapon, 149, unlawful assembly, 302, murder, 307, attempt to murder, 506, criminal intimidation, and 120b, criminal conspiracy, of the Indian Penal Code and provisions of the Explosive Substances Act and the Criminal Law Amendment Act. The Uttar Pradesh police even announced a 25,000 rupees cash reward for information leading to Atiq Ahmed's wife Shishtha Parveen's arrest.